Namaskar, this is Saurabh Jain and you are listening to My Digital Talk Show. In this video today, I'm going to share with you how did I achieve 100,000, 1 lakh followers on Instagram. So watch this video till the end because I'm going to give you a lot of insights right there. Well, first of all, the most important thing when you are in a journey to become an influencer on Instagram or wants to achieve the desired number, you need to have certain beliefs. And I'm going to share my beliefs with you today. There are certain things that I strongly believe in. Number one is investing in expensive stuff is a new fad. How about investing in yourself? A lot of you today love to buy the bestest of bestest gadgets, the bestest of bestest bikes, but what they don't do is they don't believe in themselves. They don't invest in themselves. And that's something that I strongly believe in. Instead of spending money on the bikes, on the cars, on the expensive and the luxurious stuff, I rather focus on what I want to build. So I have been investing on Digital Scholar, on my company Ecomi, and I save a lot of my money on my personal branding. So I always believe if you cannot invest in yourself, why would someone else will invest in you? And this is something that you need to strongly believe on. That if you're not investing in yourself and if you aren't going to grow your personal brand, then why would somebody else will invest in you? And last but not the least is save money for your mentors. So one of the things that I have done is I've taken some of the most expensive courses in the last 2 years just to surrender myself to some of the best mentors there, learn from them and grow myself in the industry, in the areas where I want to be an expert at, because it's always good to learn from expert and surrender yourself to mentors. So this is one of my strong beliefs. Number two is it is universe's call. This call which is given to me is given to you too. And this is something that I strongly believe in. Internet is giving each one of us an opportunity to prove ourselves. It is giving us free data, giving us mass reach, giving us easy access to opportunities which can come all our way by our own self, by cheaper smartphones, by giving advertisement rights in your hands. You can run advertisements all by your own. There was a time when you had to invest in advertisements by working with an agency or you had to take a third party help, but today you can do it all by yourself. When you have the entire control of advertisement in yourself, why not make best use of the same? And buy so many courses which is available for you to learn and unlearn from, which means that this is a call that universe is making. Hey, make best use of the opportunity which is knocking your door. Instead of sitting and wasting your time on the internet, why don't you build your personal brand and become someone meaningful right there? And last but not the least, one of my strongest beliefs is digital marketing is not a choice. Let me repeat this. Digital marketing is not a choice. It is something that you got to do all by yourself because it's an important thing for building your personal brand, for pitching this to clients, for growing in every different department of your industry. You might need the acumen of digital marketing. And this is going to become very, very important norm for every individual. Like how people do MBA, like that people start doing digital marketing. So these are some of my beliefs which basically made me go through my journey to become an influencer with 1 lakh followers on Instagram. And let me tell you the purpose of why I started my Instagram. I started my Instagram in August 2012 after Facebook acquired Instagram. No purpose, random stuff. I was posting a lot of random stuff. If you go and check my first post, which was made on August 31st, 2012, it was just random stuff. I was doing what I was doing on Facebook. And there was nothing unique, so there was no purpose. But when was the change? When did I decide to use Instagram for a purpose? This is because I'm running an agency. This comes as a competitive advantage for me sometimes. Because in 2018, when organic reach on Facebook was dying, I started to shift brands because I had to save myself from not losing my client because Facebook was dying and they were not ready to invest. So I had to find an organic platform and I used Instagram at that point of time for all my clients. So thanks to agency life, that actually made me experiment a lot of things, and that's why I'm able to evolve in every different platform on the right time because I'm experimenting them for clients first. So I saved my clients by getting them on organic reach on Instagram. I learned how to grow followers for them through their budgets for advertisements and help many brands today achieve more than 100,000 followers, 50,000 followers, and get the right kind of engagement on Instagram for them. So this is something which made me understand how this exactly works. So digital marketing has always been my niche. So started posting content on the same since 2018, interacted with hundreds of influencers, understood the influencer mindset, And there was a lot to learn from these influencers in my journey. I also run an influencer marketing agency under the banner of Ecomi. And while interacting with these influencers and collaborating with them, I learned a lot of things. And I decided that after understanding them, I'm not going to do a lot of these things that they're generally doing. And let me share with you, what is an influencer mindset like today for many of them? And how I'm going to change these dynamics to what I'm trying to build today. A lot of influencers have become influencers because they get a lot of freebies from many brands. So they just feel happy about getting these freebies, taking a photo with them and posting it on social media. Many of them just believe in showing products and getting the best of the best photographs done with them without having a deeper understanding of the subject. Half of the influencers are lost because they're not clear with their niche. Whatever comes their way, they try to endorse them. And that's how they are losing their authenticity. When you are an influencer, you need to be very clear with what kind of industry you're going to work with, what kind of products you're going to endorse, what kind of clarity you need to bring and authenticity you stand with, so that when you are endorsing a product, people trust you that you are a trustable source and hence we should be buying the product from you. So people are chasing fame today. They're very excited about growing numbers, but they are not very sure of why are they growing numbers and why, who are they helping. So why are they growing the numbers and who are they helping? If this clarity is not with you, then you are lost. So you just don't know what's going to happen. You're there on the internet trying to post a lot of content, just creating a lot of content. But why are you creating this content? And what is the purpose? How is it going to ultimately benefit you? Many influencers don't want to sell. And that's the weakness. An influencer needs to be a good seller too, because eventually people are working with you or the brands are collaborating with you because you can drive sales for them. So you need to understand how from your communication you can persuade people to buy that product or look into that product more seriously. And many influencers are still believing in organic success. The problem today is organic success is fine. It is possible, but it's going to be very slow for you. So how many shout outs can you expect? How many tags from other influencers can you expect? How much of hashtags value will you get? You will get hashtags value, but that is not much or that's not enough for to you to prove your credibility in the market. And one of the important factors to prove your credibility in the market is to see how your Instagram is growing with time and how your followers are increasing with time. Many influencers I have seen is stuck with comparisons. They just keep comparing themselves with someone else and they just lose their path because they just move from the current status to desired status. And when I say current status to desired status, I basically mean they just quickly move away from their current state of mind to the desired state of mind by just looking at someone else. So this becomes a big challenge for their growth because they are not in the mindset or they're not creating their very own focus on themselves, or they're not focusing on themselves, rather focusing on everybody else around them. Influencer is an opportunity which grows by working hard, which basically means that when you are on a pathway to become someone meaningful, you become a lifelong learner of that craft. Which basically means you need to work harder and harder to understand the subject deeper and deeper. The more you get into the depth of the subject, the more and more you climb the ladder. But if you're not getting in the depth, if you're not getting in depth of the subject, then it's going to be very difficult for you to climb the ladder because it's just going to be very superficial for you. So also, I have noticed that influencers treat themselves as celebrities. One of the most important things for you to realize or understand is influencers are not celebrities. They are mistaken. This is not the identity that you need to create for yourself. Influencers are leaders. They are here to help the world. They are here to inspire the world. They are here to transform the world. So you take the moral responsibility with you that in the industry that you want to grow your influence in, you're going to educate people, you're going to entertain people, you're going to keep people informed, and you're just going to create an excitement in the mind with respect to the way you bring the information to them. So you're not a celebrity. You are a resource who's approachable, who's available for them. You need to show that you really care for them. And the most important thing, it takes about 10 years to become someone meaningful in life, which means that consistency is the key. I started my journey as an influencer in digital marketing domain in 2009. September 9, 2009 is when I wrote my first ever blog post on digital marketing. In fact, it was in social media marketing. And when I look back, I'm so proud of myself that I have always been talking about social media marketing and digital marketing, and I've never changed my path. And it took me so many years to be where I am today. So it takes a lot of time. There's never an overnight success. However, internet is giving you a guarantee of that today, because when you are investing and doing the right things, and if you go viral, you never know when you might become more popular. So I learned it from Neil Patel that how important it is to be focused. It's very important to find your mentors, and I found Neil on internet and I interact with him quite often. So I feel blessed when I learn from him, and when I just do a few minutes of conversation, there's so much to learn from this individual. So chased him to get mentored by him, and I ping him quite often to just get some insights from him. And I truly believe in his style of the way he delivers his content in this subject. So there's this one subject, which is digital marketing strategy or digital marketing, content marketing, and he keeps researching and researching and researching. So I know how paranoid he is about those numbers, how crazy he's about researching, and how he's always with his laptop on his bed. So there is some inspiration that I've drawn from what his working style. So it's always important for you to model someone and look at what they are up to in the industry. So that's why I launched my Influencer Mastery course, which is Instagram Influencer Mastery, which is extremely helpful for people who wants to grow and learn the art of how to sell via Instagram, how to grow on Instagram platform, and how to create the right content bucket. Now, let me tell you that this success of achieving so many followers on Instagram is something that I wouldn't credit. If I'm not giving credit to my team, then I think I'm doing injustice to them. So this is not an individual effort. I have a team of advertisers, I have team of designers, I have team of content creators, and I am the master who creates the strategy, and my team works with me very closely to execute the same. So I think it's commendable work that they do with me. So I'm extremely extremely grateful, and I want to pay gratitude from the bottom of my heart for each one of them for being there for me and helping me out in achieving this number. So let me now share with you what's the strategy I have been following, what kind of content bucket, why I've been sticking onto certain styles of content bucket, what's the ideology behind. Let me show you what do I generally share. Now, I started with new things in digital. Every Monday, I ensure, along with my team does the research, and the new things in digital gets there for you guys. So that whatever is new in the industry, we try to bring that to you in the one banner. Just with few scrolls, you update yourself. This is consistent headlines. This is like a breaking news every Monday. So people, the ideology behind this is so that people can come back to my channel and see what am I posting. The next thing is Tuesday tools. I started with this, stopped it, but I share some tools often, but I don't consistently do it. So Tuesday tools, I do cartoon Wednesday. So earlier it was every week we used to come up with cartoons, but now it's just one or two cartoons every month. But we try to work around on the same subject line, where I post helpful content, where I try to post personal content, which is gonna be from my personal side story. It could be about my child. It would be about I'm baking something, just because it just creates an element of personal touch with people. And then I do motivational Saturdays, where I share with the people about the tough times, how to fight it and all of that. Storytelling about some of my past experiences, and I try to be as original as possible. Well, I see many of them try to benchmark many people. Like I could easily benchmark Neil and copy whatever he's doing, but I don't do that. I just try to benchmark people. I try to look at them, but I don't try to copy them. I rather want to be original and create content which creates my identity. Rather, I create content which is of someone else's identity. So that it makes no sense to replicate someone just like that. It makes more sense to be yourself and prove what is your point to say. So you need to bring your version, your avatar, to the world out there. The next thing is personal branding is never free of cost. And this is what people think, that I can just create an account and just start posting content and I'll possibly achieve a lot of success there. It's not going to happen. I have been a regular investor. I invest in promoting posts with the purpose to drive traffic to the profile, and I've achieved follower between 2 to 5 rupees using that. I done Instagram story advertisements, follower between 2 to 5 rupees using that. I have done a lot of contests where people tag their friends, they share the post, and I've done all of that to drive followers. And I teach all of this in my Instagram Influencer Mastery program. Again, just gonna be a little salesy here. You can log on to saurabhjain.com/influencer and check it out right there. Well, one of the core reasons why I've earned a lot of followers is also because of the free course on Udemy. I've offered a free digital marketing course there, and almost 70,000 people have taken that, which is in Hindi language, which is in English language. And this has given me a lot of students, not just from India, but from Nigeria, from Bangladesh, from Pakistan, and from Sri Lanka. Now, not even a single penny has gone in promoting this course. I've just created free content, uploaded it on Udemy, and I see a lot of people taking up my course there. The best thing is you can send free emails to these people where you don't have to bear the cost of email marketing. You have not charged anything for the course promotion. Still, you are able to send emails to all of them. And when I invited people to follow me from there, a lot of people who were taking my free course there came and started following me on Instagram. So it becomes easy for you to do a lot of such content clusters in different platforms and bring people from that platform to follow you on this platform. Now, the question is, you're going to ask me this question, sort of what's the ROI of what you're actually doing? Now, let me share this with you today. The ROI of the effort that I have put in, one is confidence. You actually become extremely confident in the process of achieving the right numbers, number one. Number two is when you are engaging your audience and you get the validations from them that the content is great, I need more of these, you know what it's working or not working. The next thing is organic reach. I have seen that when my Instagram has grown to about 1 lakh people, my content is reaching to about 30,000 to 50,000 people. And I see about 5% to 10% people engaging with the content, which is the right number. And when I post my Instagram stories, I see my stories reaching up to 8,000 to 10,000 people on the basis of the engagement that I see on the post. So organic reach is what I've earned. I've seen swipe up sales every single time I've driven people from swipe up to my YouTube video to my blog post. I see a lot of traction happening there. And I've achieved 200 plus hashtag courses, I have sold 200 plus hashtag courses tickets just with that one swipe up just 3 days back when I made this video. So that one swipe up has made about 200 people buy my course worth ₹499. Just give you one of the case study of how swipe up feature generally works when you get the right people following you on Instagram. And last but not the least, I tell stories about my company. I tell stories about my work culture. I tell stories about what's happening at Digital Scholar. So I've earned students because of my effort on Instagram. I've earned a lot of employees because of my effort on Instagram. And there is an opportunities of clients that keeps coming to me through my Instagram presence. So I always see the life of 7C abundance, which is coaching, clients, consulting opportunities, collaboration with brands, conferences, tickets, crew, connections, community. Everything happens when you are on the pathway to inspire the world and help them and transforming by sharing your knowledge with them. Religiously, ladies and gentlemen, there are certain things which I do on my Instagram, and that's something that I wanted to share with you today. Religiously, I post content every day. Just one is enough. That's more than enough. I see people do 2-3, not necessary. If you're able to do one content piece a day, that's good enough. It's about making that content reach to as many people as possible. Number two, tell stories. Keep telling a lot of stories. Tell masaledar stories. Stories is like people peeping into your personal life. It's like the oomph factor. It's like the fun factor. It's the element of gossip. It's basically the reality show that you create for yourself. Reply to comments. It really matters. Reply to DMs that matter, because a lot of DMs are irrelevant. So try to keep frequently asked questions DM, which you believe is important. Save them in your Instagram DMs and use that as instant reply feature for people. Sell your consulting hours to people on DMs when they ask more information, because the problem with a lot of people is also that when you reply to them, it results in chat. There's a lot more question. So that's when you can actually give them a link to your consulting. So if they're interested in talking to you, you can actually earn by selling your consulting to them. Don't stop running advertisements, because that's what makes your profile grow. And retarget your Instagram engaged audience for sales. So that's what I do. So people who have been to my Instagram profile, watched my video, engaged with my content, I build and create an audience out of them. And I try to retarget them. And I eventually see sales happening via them, because these are people who always keep me in top of their mind because of the content which I'm generally posting. So this, in nutshell, is my journey as an Instagrammer to my success of about 1 lakh people right there. So thank you so much for patiently listening to me. You guys are truly awesome. And if you love my content, if you enjoy what I'm doing, please do share my video with your friends. Please do subscribe to my YouTube channel. Please click on the bell icon there so that every single time I'm posting something, I could ring your bell and let you know about it. With this note, I'll end up my podcast, and I hope you guys are following me on Instagram already. Do not forget to subscribe to instagram.com/SaurabhJain and DM me there. Maybe you get lucky with the answers on my next podcast. Have a good day, guys. Goodbye.